really happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm getting some reader emails. Apparently, on certain parts of planet Earth, attempts to reach my website, whatreallyhappened.com, are now generating DNS server failure messages. Now, that's not my server that's the problem. Somebody is hacking the DNS lookup tables. So once again, somebody's trying to basically interfere with the alternative media, trying to get the word out there. I've already contacted our hosting company, but they're basically saying this is all under ICANN and the DNS name server jurisdiction. If you're having problems reaching our site, you might change to a new DNS lookup system, like OpenDNS or one of these other private DNS servers. But again, if it's the lookup tables being hacked, that tends to propagate through the whole system. But it does look like somebody's trying to play games again. And I noticed that when we logged into our website this morning to the chat room, somebody was trying to break in there with a bunch of anonymous name changes. So anyway. All righty, let's see. Getting back to more serious matter here. Again, in the coming weeks and months, when there is a big bang and the media is saying, oh, yes, it's these people, we must go kill them. Just ask yourself, why would they have done it? Why would Gaza fire rockets into Egypt when Egypt is helping them out? Why would Syria and Turkey be trading gunfire when they both share a common enemy, which is the United States and Israel coming in to take over their resources? After all the dirty tricks we have seen, after all the false flag attacks, fake terror, and all the rest of that stuff, never, ever, ever accept the original, the first offered official explanation for any of these actions, because it's going to be a lie. Rivero's rule of rulership, all governments lie to their people. They always have, they always will. There has never been a government in all of history that was truly honest with its population. It has never ever happened. And as long as you keep that in mind, you're going to at least minimize the amount of damage these liars will do to your lives. You won't eliminate it short of a revolution, but you'll minimize it by being able and willing to stand up there and call bovine excrement on them when they are trying to lie you into surrendering your money, your freedoms, and the lives of your children so they can go out and play Empire for real. Alrighty, moving right along here. Now, over the weekend, speaking of computer hacking and computer problems, apparently the Iranian oil terminal on Karg Island, which is down by the neck of the Gulf, had to disconnect itself from the internet when somebody tried to go into the oil terminal and hack it and cause problems, flipping valves open and close, maybe through those same Siemens controllers that were behind the Iranian nuclear reactor, and possibly Fukushima as well. These controllers, they're universal. They're very simple. They're standardized units. A lot of people use them for a lot of industrial control. So if you have a computer worm that's designed to get in and interfere with those Siemens controllers, then it becomes a weapon to go out and start destroying factories of people you don't like, which pretty much tells us who's behind this hack attack on Iran's oil infrastructure. By the way, a little side note somebody sent me, a little historical trivia. I was unaware of this, but I'm going to share it with you. In the last century, there have been two countries that made it a crime for Jews and non-Jews to marry. Only two countries. Nazi Germany was one, and Israel's the other one. Little interesting historical factoid I thought I would share with you. Now, this I referred to this a little bit earlier in the show, and I wanted to talk about. We got to take a break here for commercials, and we're going to do it. When we want to come back, I want to talk about a little story about General Motors and China and how you all got screwed for $50 billion. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I was just running a global DNS checker, and it does appear that my website is now blocked in several parts of Europe right now, including Italy. So we'll see what's going on. And yeah, somebody's playing some games again. All righty. Now I want to talk a little bit about the U.S. economy and about China. And it's amazing we're seeing all this China bashing and will we go to war with China. And I'm sure that there are people in the U.S. government who'd love to go to war with China so they could write off all that money that they owe to China and say, well, we don't have to pay that now. More for us. But I don't think it's going to happen because U.S. corporations are in a love affair with China right now, and I can think of no more egregious example than General Motors. Do you remember not too long ago where General Motors was in financial trouble and they got bailouts from the U.S. taxpayer to the tune of $50 billion with a B dollars? And it was sold to the American people saying that we needed to protect these American jobs. We needed to protect the business of all these companies that supplied parts and services to the General Motors auto factories. We had to keep them in business. We didn't dare risk allowing this entire segment of the American economy to collapse during such hard times. And the American people said, all right, we'll go along with another bailout. Well, General Motors, which is in existence today only because of that American taxpayer bailout, has announced they're going to be building the 2013 Cadillac XTS in China and their ELR luxury electric coupe in China. GM has, after that $50 billion bailout, and there were a lot of people at the time who said GM should be allowed to go out of business. They made bad choices. They made bad business decisions. They made cars that could not compete with the Asian cars. And under the capitalist model, they should have been allowed to fail. But under fascism, oh no, we're going to prop them up because they're good buddies with the ruling class. So since they got that $50 billion taxpayer bailout, they have closed 13 car factories in the United States of America, which puts out of work not only all those auto workers who were in those factories, but all the American companies that were supplying parts and services and materials to those factories are also suffering the hit. But General Motors has opened 15 car factories in China. And their excuse for this is really the best part. General Motors' excuse for closing factories in the United States and building factories in China is, well, the Chinese have got money. They're buying cars. You morons, if you hadn't looted us for $50 billion in bailouts along with another $100 trillion by your Wall Street buddies, we'd be buying brand new cars. So, I mean, this is really sick. The American corporations impoverished the American people to save themselves from all the fraud and corruption. And then they look and say, wow, the American people don't have any money. Let's go someplace else to carry out our business and create jobs. And General Motors is only in existence today building those new factories in China because you, the American people, bailed them out on the promise it was going to protect American jobs. I imagine you must all be feeling a right bunch of fools right about now. Because you fell for it. You believed the government when they said we're protecting American jobs by bailing out General Motors. And now that you bailed them out, and now that you are broke from all the bailouts, they're not interested in you anymore. They can't get money from you anymore. You won't buy their cars. You won't go back into debt to the banks to buy their cars. So they're going to go where there's a fresh batch of victims they can lure into debt with a Cadillac and enslave to the bankers again. The only thing left in the United States of America and its manufacturing are the weapons, and they're not doing too good. I got a couple of good stories for you. The United States government, the Pentagon, you know, the Pentagon whose budget is going to be kept safe from cuts next year because the House of Representatives wants to slash the food stamp program, that Pentagon, they have been spending gobs and gobs of money on what they're calling the Falcon hypersonic test vehicle. This is a hypersonic upper atmosphere wave rider transatmospheric vehicle, not to be confused with the Falcon coming out of SpaceX. This is the military's Falcon hypersonic vehicle. It travels at Mach 20 in order to basically bomb a target anywhere on the world within 1 hour. It just had its second test flight, and the outer skin peeled off, and it crashed into the Pacific. Way to go, Pentagon. You didn't learn any lessons from the space shuttle, didn't learn any lessons from that robotic shuttle, which is still up there, and I'm beginning to suspect they can't get it down. Now, do you remember that device the Pentagon has been developing called the Area Denial Weapon, also known as the Pain Ray, which is basically a device to flog you slaves back into your slave pens without actually killing you, because a dead slave is useless. Live slaves cowering in fear are much more useful and profitable than slaves that have been shot dead with bullets. So they've come up with this pain ray thing. They flash it at you, you scream, oh my goodness, turn it off, we'll be good. And the U.S. government calls that winning the hearts and minds. Now it turns out after spending $120 million on this, basically it's a cat of nine tails with all the modern improvements. They're finding out it really isn't practical. It looks impressive. They've been waving around the media. Yes, this is what we're bringing to torture you with. It's a mobile torture system, and we'll torture you if you stand up against the money junkies. Well, it turns out, first of all, it won't work in snow or rain, which means if you got a fire hose, you can keep yourself safe. And I still think a shield made out of those radar reflectors that they sell for sailboats so that the oil tankers don't run them down. If you put a bunch of those on a board and point it at the thing, and you got a whole crowd with those retro reflectors, you'll cook the people inside this vehicle. That's if they can get it started. You want to know the big, ugly secret they didn't want you to know? It takes 16 hours to warm this thing up for use. 16 hours, which means the only way they're ever going to use it is if they know basically a day ahead of time, we're going to go over to that peaceful protest in front of the stock market and we're going to cook those people just to teach them a lesson about standing up to the money junkies. $120 million developing this system, supposedly to deal with civil unrest, and it takes 16 hours to turn it on. All right, there you are, folks. Whatever you're going to do, tar and feather, run them out of town on a rail, you got to do it in less than 16 hours. That's your time schedule right there. It's absurd. And this Falcon Wave Rider thing, it just lost its entire skin. Anybody, like, not do any wind tunnel tests before they spent the money on an actual upper atmosphere launch? This is where that dumbing down of America's kids comes back to haunt you. They've all been taught to believe in political doctrine, and none of them can actually run an engineering simulation anymore. So, good news from Ron Paul's front. He actually won Minnesota. And, of course, the media was quick to celebrate by reporting on how the Bee Gees singer woke up from his coma. Cynthia McKinney is back, and she's going to run for her old congressional seat in Georgia. And all I can say is, you go get them, Cynthia. And anybody in Georgia, or anybody out of Georgia, if you have the means to do so, please support her. Please get her name out there to your social networks. Let them know that Cynthia is coming back, because I'm going to tell you right now, AIPAC is going to be raising millions and millions of dollars to try and crush her and keep her from coming back to Congress, because she was the one woman who stood up in Congress and pointed out that what Israel is doing in Palestine is an international crime. She was the one woman who stood up in Congress and pointed out that the so-called food humanitarian packets being dropped all over Afghanistan were painted in the same colors and same lettering style as the cluster bomb munitions, so that Afghanis were picking up these cluster bomblets, thinking it was a food package, trying to open it and blowing off their hands. Same ugly trick the Soviet Union was doing when they were dropping toys for the children that were actually explosives and taking their hands off. Same exact trick. Cynthia McKinney had the courage to stand up and say what they're doing is wrong. It's a violation of international law. And Israel and AIPAC have been out to get her ever since. So good for you, Cynthia. I wish you victory and success, and you can certainly count on positive support from here at whatreallyhappened.com. All righty, let's see. Mitt Romney is out there. We talked about this earlier in the show, but it's worth a mention again. Mitt Romney is out there saying he will solve America's budget woes by cutting off more spending for the American people, who are supposed to be paying for it all, and spending the money on war. In fact, Romney wants to increase the Pentagon budget. He wants more bombs and more bullets and more napalm and more of these pain rays that won't warm up for 16 hours and more of these Falcon gliders who the skin peels off when they try and use them and more of these drones that crash and kill innocent civilians. He thinks that's really great. They're going into a full wartime economy. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to be making this point again. We're getting ready to shoot a video on Wednesday about this very point. When your society says it's okay to let children go hungry because we need to buy more bombs, is a society that has already lost whatever war it has found itself in, or created in this case. And that's where they are. They're talking about cutting all spending on health and human services for the American people because they need to build more bombs and more bullets. And they're really trapped because the people who know how to design this stuff already left the country for greener pastures. That's why we have all of these weapons are falling apart. F-22 is asphyxiating its own pilots. The F-35 can't fly in rain or the electronics fail. Can't land on a carrier because the tailhawk hook is in the wrong place. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening, water filtration, long-term food storage, freeze-dried food, heirloom seeds, storm shelters, survival communications, solar power, herbal medicine, heating with wood, living off junk, home defense, guns, ammo, negotiate for your life, homeschool your children, start your own home-based business. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, the Freeze-Dry Guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866. Or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're having some technical issues today. It's that darned hamster. You see, behind the control room mixer panel, we have this wire wheel, and there's a giant mutant hamster that we imported from Fukushima, and he runs in circles, and he powers the electricity for everything. And one of these days, we'll get a hookup to the outside electricity, but only if you keep on your making your donations to the Republic Broadcasting Network, so we can retire the hamster and send him down to live with all the other hamsters down there in Florida. Alrighty, getting back to more serious situation here. I'm looking at our corporate media feed, and it's all John Edwards' trial and the singer from the Bee Gees awaking from his coma. Huzzah, huzzah. And this other trial about a murder, this, and it's fluff. It is. They're not talking about what happened in Holland. They're not talking about Spain. They're not talking about the major disruption to the European stock markets. They're not talking about all this other stuff. It's all distractions. Death, grief, sorrow, murder, followed by a fashion show. And I'm watching the Dow, and I'm seeing the PPT clearly trying to run the markets into the green by the close of the markets today, with the hope that the Asian markets will take a deep breath, relax, and continue the uptrend. Because if they don't, if the Asian markets open down or end down, there'll be a real panic starting to take place in Europe tomorrow morning. And that's what everybody's concerned about. There's a great deal of herd mentality in the investment community. If somebody goes in and says, oh, the market's up and I'm going to start buying, everybody say, oh, well, I guess that's okay to do. Because the complexities of the stock market, especially in the era where most of the stock market changes come from these high-speed computer trading systems, which are unfathomable because of the speed at which they make their choices. So people tend to sort of go with whatever the flow is. And if they can keep the illusion of an upward flow, people will keep buying to the market and the numbers will keep going up. The problem is it's an overvalued market. There is no value to support those sky-high prices. There's a complete disconnect. And the stock market today, even with the 2008-2009 correction, is still more overvalued today than it was during the great crash of 1929. Because the instant there's the beginning of a sell-off that sustains, the only people who will get their money out of the stock market are the first ones to sell. There's, you know, and then the prices will collapse down to the point where there's actual value to support the prices, and that's a very low number. And so most of those people right now sitting there thinking that their future is secure, they've got their that little brokerage report with all those impressive-looking numbers for their stocks. That's all they are. They're impressive-looking numbers, and they're no more real than the accumulated interest on the national debt over at the Federal Reserve. It's just numbers in a computer. It's not a real thing. And when the next panic hits, 99% of the people who are still in the stock market are going to basically wind up with nothing but that nice set of numbers on that final brokerage report. Maybe they can frame it and put it on the wall. I remember when I was younger and I used to hang around the antique stores in Southern California, and you'd see all these stock certificates from companies that had just evaporated during the great crash of 1929. So they're trying to basically get that number up there. I don't know that they're going to make it, and even if they do, it's pretty obvious looking at the chart that we're seeing these huge upshoves. These put options, trying to get the numbers back into the green. And it's all a crafted illusion. It absolutely is a crafted illusion. All right. Getting back to the subject of drones, we were talking about Iran has reverse engineered that drone, that American drone, and they've made a perfect, exact copy of it. It flies into other countries, murders a bunch of civilians, and then crashes again. Now, up in New York, where they have one of the drone bases, Hancock Airfield in New York, there was a peaceful demonstration, and 33 people were arrested protesting the use of these drones to fly into other people's countries and murder innocent people. And Veterans for Peace were among those who were being arrested. And the Veterans for Peace, in fact, all these protesters understand something very basic, that the U.S. government is trying to pretend is not a reality. When you send a vehicle of any kind into another person's country without their permission and you start killing people, that's an act of war. And that's what the U.S. is doing. They're sending out these robotic assassins across the face of the globe to kill people they don't like and anybody standing around them. Meanwhile, the government of Canada is now starting to buy drones from a company in Israel to deploy all across Canada to make sure that you are being properly obedient as they loot your nation. To keep Israel funded as the United States collapses, make sure that you don't stand up and fight back when your children get sent off to die in Israel's wars. Even if the government of Canada felt they needed drones to keep an eye on the Canadian people, why were the contracts not given to Canadian companies? Canada has an excellent aerospace industry. They know how to make this stuff. They've come up with some pretty amazing aircraft over the years. So why is the government of Canada sending the money to Israel to buy the drones? Well, because the government of Canada, like the government of the United States of America, has been subverted. And it now works for Israel, not the Canadian people. I've been warning you for years to watch out for this, and here you are. You didn't listen to me, did you? Well, you get what you deserve. All righty, more serious notes here. The American Northeast is being hit by inches and inches of global warming. Got to take a break here. We will be right back with more about global warming, what a hoax it was, and the snow that even now continues to fall on the Northern Hemisphere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Friends, I hate to dig up painful memories, but consider this. You were raised on canned spinach, canned beans, canned beer, canned asparagus, and canned Vienna friggin' sausages. So why in tarnation would you buy canned seed? Man up and buy a Texas Ready Liberty Seed Bank. They come in a genuine resealable grab-and-go U.S. Army ammo box that protects your heirloom seeds from light, moisture, and vermin. Leave those other seed kits for the ignorant and spring for a Texas Ready Bank. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from dirt to dinner. Order a real bank today at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357, TexasReady.net. And remember, nothing good comes from a can.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm going to take a little interlude here away from the doom and economic news and the wars and all this other stuff, and I'm going to go to the one part of the news that, contrary to the propaganda of Al Gore and the carbon Nazis, is not the fault of human beings, and that, of course, is the climate. The Northeast has been hit with inches of global warming. It is snowing over much of the Northeast. This is, we're getting into the end of April, start of May. And I remember when I was a kid living in New Hampshire, snow in April? Nonsense. It was gone by February. Now, a reader in Europe sent me a link to some webcams for the ski resorts at an area called Kitzbühel. And this reader says that he's lived in this area all of his life, and the last time the ski resort stayed open this late into the spring, it's 45 years ago. Now, one of the major figureheads of the carbon Nazi movement, the Goracles, was the so-called Gaia scientist James Lovelock. Now, the Gaia principle was that the Earth as a whole entity is an intelligent, sensitive life form. And that can be argued back and forth that when any kind of an interlocked system becomes complex enough, some of the processes of by which it works can be construed as representing thought or reaction. That the sum total of the colonial life forms on the earth represents a consciousness. Maybe, maybe not. I think at some point all of the world's computers network together form a consciousness. Can we talk to it? Probably not. No more than we can have conversations with the mitochondria in our own cells, which are separate life forms, but symbiotic. But it's still an interesting concept to play with. He's now come out and basically said that he was unduly alarmist about human-caused global warming. He says the climate is changing, which, yeah, it always does, and it always has, and it always will. But he's backing off this idea that we're in a crisis situation involving human-caused global warming that requires draconian changes to the world. That has not stopped the United Nations from going to the Rio Sustainability Summit and demanding authority over nations to save us all from the evils and the poison of human-caused global warming. What are they calling for? Well, they want a global carbon tax. They want wealth redistribution. We're going to take it from you and redistribute it to us, and we're going to make sure that you all go back to living, on burning camel dung while we build new palaces to the world rulership, from which we will prudently and wisely manage the entire planet for our own particular benefit. Now, given the disasters of social engineering in the past, given the disasters of the vaccines that the UN has been putting out there onto the world with the financial aid of Bill Gates, I don't want these people running my life. Not after all the mistakes they made. I would like to see a track record of unqualified success for at least 100 years before we simply say, all right, we'll let you run the planet. But when you have all these disasters of vaccines, the screaming about the swine flu from a couple of years ago that never materialized, the fact that the UN can't manage its own finances, the fact that the UN can't even get its own member, Israel, to obey international law, I don't want them running the entire planet. They can't run they can't run what they've got now. Why should we give them any more? Common sense, people. Common sense. So, anyway. Now, over the weekend was a fabulous meteor shower. I unfortunately did not get to see it because we were weathered over here in Hawaii, which is a shame because I'm getting back into my amateur astronomy and stuff now that I got this relic of a telescope actually up and running again. And I'm having some fun. It gives me something to do besides rant and rave about the condition of the world. But there was apparently a very large bolide seen and heard across California and Nevada. This thing got deep enough into the atmosphere to generate shock waves. It broke up somewhere over the Sierra Nevada. I imagine the meteor men are already on their way over there with the metal detectors going, yee-haw! And looking for that whole situation. They're saying basically this thing was rattling windows and shook houses from Reno and Sacramento, Bakersfield, all over the place. So huge, huge bolide, you know. Sooner or later, one of these things is going to succeed in hitting the ground again. And with any luck, it'll be Washington, D.C. or Tel Aviv. We're going to go to the phones. Mike in Iowa. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Mike in Iowa, and yes? I got out of jail on Saturday morning.
Well, my goodness, you know, you shouldn't be bragging about the jailbreak on radio. They'll come and get you again.
Oh, gosh. Golly gee.
I'm sorry. Anyway, tell us your story real quick.
What happened is some people in a parking lot at a gas station where I went many times, they know the bag of cigarettes I like, and they, someone said, woot, woot, and I said, woot, just jokingly back. And then I had undercover cops all over me. I mean, it was that bad. I mean, it was terrible.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, regardless of how you feel on marijuana legalization and personally being out here in Hawaii, I support the legalization of marijuana because it's actually better for you than
scotch.
Yeah, it's okay. So basically, but unfortunately, until they change the law, if they catch you with it, they catch you with it.
I'm not even talking about marijuana. But
okay, I'm sorry, you were using some, what are we talking about here?
They arrested me for going woot, woot.
I'd like to hear what law that was that you broke.
I don't know. I was in jail all night. I don't even get it. And I said to them, why are you locking me up? And they said, you're on drugs.
Did you have to bail yourself out of jail, or did they just, the judge just said this is nonsense?
No, the judge let me go.
Okay, all right. I would say that instead of talking to me on the radio show, what you need to do is you need to contact a lawyer. I think you were wrongfully arrested. And
probably.
You ought to sue them and just say, look, this was completely inappropriate exercise of power. And, you know, if nothing else, set a legal precedent that they can't arrest you for such stupidity.
I didn't do anything. That's
exactly my point. And you got to fight back.
Yes.
Okay, you're in Iowa. I'm going to put out a call here right now. If there are any lawyers in Iowa who are willing to take this case...
Oh, you don't need to do that. I know who to contact.
Oh, all right.
That's very kind of you, though.
All right, well, listen, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here, and I wish you a lot of luck on your arrest. We are seeing all kinds of abuses of the legal system in both directions. People who've done absolutely nothing are being arrested and harassed, especially if you have a camcorder. On the other extreme, and we're probably going to be talking about this on this show about a week and a half from now, there's something happening locally I want to get into, where people are being, you know, are committing crimes and they're just being given a complete free walk out here in Hawaii, just in general terms to explain what's going on. Our court system and our prisons are so full right now that minor crimes, they process you in, they process you right back out. You know, released on own recognizance, or the bails are set so low that anybody can get out. And I was watching an episode of Dog the Bounty Hunter the other day that kind of confirmed this, what's going on, where they're talking about a guy who's refused to show up for his trial three times in a row. And they just say, all right, we'll give him a continuance, give him another chance to get in here. And normally, if you are supposed to show up at a trial for a crime you've committed and you don't show up, they issue a bench warrant, they put you in jail right then and there. No, we'll continue. We'll give him another chance, and so forth and so on. And it's not because they're feeling particularly forgiving or humane about it. It is just the system is so jammed up, it can't even function any longer. And, you know, 90% of what you're dealing with here are people who've gone out and they've had to rob a convenience store to feed their family. And I can sort of kind of understand with that. But between, you know, it's tragic to see it happening. And then there are the real crimes that are harming people, and they get basically glossed over just as well, and that's where the system is beginning to break down here. All righty, so moving right along here, we were talking about the environment, we were talking about ClimateGate, we're talking about snow is still falling on parts of the northern hemisphere that normally don't see snow this late into the spring. I know that, and I know we're not going to complain here about, you know, we're in Hawaii, it's very comfortable, we're in shirt sleeves and all the rest of it, but still, it is cooler than it has been in years past, and it's noticeably so, especially up here on the ridgelines where the wind chill becomes a factor. Now, seaweed, Japanese seaweed that is being sold in the stores in California, okay, was bought by the Enviro Reporter and subjected to radiation tests and showed levels almost double what would be considered normal. By the way, Dan in our control room is saying it's actually cooler in Texas than it normally would be for this time of year. We know that the NASA just downgraded their prediction for the number of sunspots for the solar max that's coming up, and it's down to the levels of the Maunder minimum. We're heading into a new little ice age. And Al Gore's out there saying, no, that's not snow. It's white lumpy rain. It's solidified carbon dioxide. It's all your fault. Please give me your carbon money. Isn't it amazing how the global warming cultists are still trying to raise on that busted flush, especially the United Nations? They don't want to admit they got it that wrong. Not only did the world not get warmer, we're going into an ice age now. And they're still trying to sell you this idea, oh, yes, if you let us run your entire lives, it'll all be well. No, it won't. You blew it. You know, and our policy with regards to anybody trying to set up a new government over our heads is, if at first you don't succeed, you're done. You don't get a second chance, not when you're caught in a lie that big. What's going on? Anyway, getting back to the situation in Fukushima, they're detecting increased levels of radiation in products being sold in California. Now, again, before we go further on to this, I want to explain the difference between radiation and contamination. If you are exposed to radiation for brief intervals of time, it's probably not going to be a big deal. The danger is if you are contaminated, if you inhale or ingest a particle of a radioisotope that then becomes trapped in your body permanently and continues to irradiate you from the inside. That is where the cancer is going to come from. Those people who were smoking cigarettes in the United States through the 50s and into the 60s, the popular brands, the commercially successful brands, were the tobacco was being grown on mined mineral fertilizer that sadly included polonium, which is a beta emitter. And so the polonium would go up into the tobacco plants. They call it bioaccumulation. People would smoke the tobacco, and the particles of polonium would lodge in their lungs, and that's where the cancer was coming from. In a very sick, twisted, kind of ironic sense, the cigarette companies were actually saying the truth when they said tobacco does not cause cancer, because it wasn't the tobacco. It was the fertilizer they were growing the tobacco in. So that's the difference between exposure to radiation and permanent contamination. So the problem with the seaweed is the fact that the seaweed is radioactive. If you're just holding it and looking at it, yeah, put it down and you're okay. But if it is itself radioactive and you eat it, that is contamination. And if your body cannot get rid of the contaminant, you're in trouble. And people are going to say, well, you eat the seaweed, and then, you know, 2 days later it's down the toilet and you're all well and good. Maybe, maybe not. The problem with these radioisotopes is they're very, very dense particles. And they can basically become lodged into your intestinal tract and penetrate just under the force of gravity to the point where they don't get flushed out anymore. So that's the danger. And you shouldn't, and yes, there's always a little radiation around, but again, some of these isotopes have very, very long lifespans. Normally, the isotopes that you will get in seaweed are iodine, which are relatively short-lived, but we know that a lot of what came out of Fukushima are these plutonium isotopes that can last thousands and thousands of years. So the Japanese Prime Minister Kan is basically warning that if Fukushima Daiichi were evacuated, if they just let it sit there until it collapses, that a radiation disaster is going to hit basically the entire world. This is already far worse than Chernobyl ever was. Now, there's been another problem involving radiation over in Japan, having to do with a chemical plant in Yamaguchi, where a couple of days ago there was a chemical explosion there and a fire. And they said, well, we can't really put it out. There are actually radioactive contaminated chemicals there, but they're not involved now. We're just going to let the fire burn out because we can't get in there. Fire not extinguished, no problem. Unfortunately, allowing the fire to burn wasn't the best plan. There has now been a second explosion at this plant, and apparently this plant is not only processing some of the depleted uranium around there, but there are 3,400 drums of radioactive material, some of which are simply being stored there from Fukushima. And apparently this plant is owned by Mitsui, and they're trying to say, oh, this is all harmless stuff. We know that that is absolutely simply not true. Exposure to radiation over short term, you can survive that. But if you are contaminated, if you inhale or ingest a radioisotopic particle with a long half-life, where it's not going to be gone from your body in maybe 5 or 10 years, and even 5 or 10 years is enough to give you cancer, these things are very dangerous. We have seen a consistent pattern throughout the entire history of the development of nuclear technology of underestimating or at least misinforming people about the degrees of radiation that are involved. Now we're finding out that dental x-rays are giving people brain cancers. Oh, gee, too bad, but heck, we made a lot of money selling those dental x-ray machines, so I guess that makes it okay. Now they're finding out this terahertz scanners at the airports that let the TSA look at you naked are causing skin cancers. All the time, these new technologies are sold to you, and they say, it's harmless, it won't hurt you, it's much safer than the last one. And then you find out years later, oh, we were wrong, we're sorry. We're sorry for the epidemic of brain tumors, so forth and so on. Well, I don't know. I think science and technology are cool, but I think as long as you have money junkies making those decisions, you're going to get products that are bad for you, whether it's a vaccine or scanners or dental x-rays or whatever. They're not concerned. They just want to get the product out there, get it to market. Japanese seaweed in California, a good example. All righty, let's see. Over this last weekend, which was Earth Day, Philips introduced and started selling their LED light bulb for the consumer level. They claim it has a 20-year half-life, and it's the equivalent of a 60-watt bulb. It's available from retailers supposedly for $50, which would be good, and I'll probably get one or two of them, at least to get away from these highly toxic compact fluorescent light bulbs. But I'm not really convinced about this yet because of all the promises that were made about the compact fluorescents that turned out not to be true. And I've already had some LED lights here, and they, when they say equivalent, what they mean is will fit the same socket, not produce the same light. And so I'm probably going to get one or two of these things and check them out. It remains to be seen if they live up to their promises. We'll be right back after these commercials.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Border guard in uniform takes a shooting position on a hill not far away. A sniper rifle to his eye, you can see him taking aim. The crack of gunfire, two innocent ones fall.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And just wrapping up our show for this Monday and all kinds of crazy. It's a very rainy day here in Hawaii, but we got to go out and do some errands after the show. The corporate media is still ignoring the meltdown on the stock markets around the world, and they're focusing on the local tabloid stuff. George Zimmerman has been released on bond in the Trayvon Martin killing. And all these people have been on there and said, how would you feel if you knew that your son's killer was free? And they're trying to ramp this thing up as a big issue. They're still trying to sell. It's racist this, it's racist that, it's whatever. Apparently the chief of police in Sanford has resigned over this case. I'm not 100% clear why he would, since what is involved here was Neighborhood Watch and Zimmerman. It may probably be most likely the fact that they didn't arrest this guy early on and just sort of let him skate on this whole deal. But he meant well. He was one of us. He's on the side of the good guys. Therefore, we're going to let him go. But the chief of police has now resigned over the situation. I am absolutely convinced that the Obama campaign is going to try and wave Zimmerman and Martin around and create a big racial issue about it, in order to use racism as a platform for his coming election, because he certainly can't talk about the economy and he certainly can't talk about the wars. So I think Obama's entire reelection campaign is, I will save you from those horrible racist people. And by the way, I got bin Laden last year. And I promise I'll do better if you give me another shot at it. And he's probably going to get it, because Romney's out there saying, I'm going to take all your money and give it all to the bomb people in Wall Street and Israel, and you will have to make do on absolutely nothing. And who's going to vote for that? So it's going to come down to whoever's got the best vote riggers working for them. And once again, you know, we're going to get the shaft. The money junkies will get the uranium in the uranium mine, and we're going to get the shaft. All righty, let's see. Okay, a lot of getting some emails. Apparently, the Justin TV feed over in Europe is freezing out. Apparently, the RBN shoutcast is dropping out over there in Europe. So I think somebody's playing games with the DNS out there. A little interesting factoid somebody shared with me. Obama and the Secret Service are trying to make excuses for those Secret Service agents down in Colombia who are engaging prostitutes. They're still arguing over one of them was underage or not, whether drugs were involved. Apparently some of the White House staff may have been part of this huge party as well. And they're trying to excuse it by pointing out all the other time that security and bodyguards are just entitled to a little bit of partying, you know, about how Kennedy's Secret Service were getting wasted on Everclear the night before he was killed. And apparently it's now been brought out that Lincoln's bodyguard got drunk in the same bar as John Wilkes Booth the night that Booth shot Lincoln. So, hey, it's just the way they do these things. We shouldn't make a big deal about it. And on that thought, we'll be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, watch out for false flag attacks. Please support Republic Broadcasting Network. They need all your help to counter the big lies of the corporate media. So until then, aloha, America.